Hey family, how you doing today? I want to confront two subjects. I love confrontation. To me, the most confronting subject, in all honesty, is that which has to do with intimacy and personal involvement, relationships. That's the subject nobody wants to talk about, nobody wants to confront, at least not in a real standard without putting some sugarcoat on it. But that's not why I'm here today. I'm here today because I want to verify, validate, prove that one, God still performs miracles on this earth. People can still be healed in their body. They can still have a torn soul mended. They can still be delivered from demons. The Holy Spirit's still on the earth. That's one. Two, I want to confirm and affirm that nothing's impossible in a house that's not divided. That's a very important thing. We, as Bible readers, a lot of times Bible readers will tend to look at the Bible and look at what it says and start looking at other people around us instead of looking at ourselves and making sure that we're affirming the scriptures in our own lives. Because the most important application of the scripture is personal. It's not global. It's intimacy. Sorry. So, I want to give you a testimony. The other day, a lady come over to the house, had a crutch, knee brace, everything's messed up. Doctor says torn ligaments. They're trying to talk her into getting a new knee. My first reaction was go to the scripture, and what does it say? It says, if two or more gather together in Jesus' name, he's in the midst of them. And if they touch as agreeing upon anything, they'll have whatever they agree upon. And I've applied that particular setting of scripture to so many areas in my life and in other people's lives and seen so many miracles that I don't have time to talk about that right now. But everything from babies to new organs, I mean, the list is endless. Even vehicles being fixed supernaturally. I mean, it just never ends. But what we did was, I had my wife there, my mom there, and the lady there. We all gathered in a group, like a team would gather together in a group. We held hands, we bowed our heads, and we came to agreement. We said, Lord Jesus, we ask you to come into the room right now. We waited a few seconds until we could feel his presence come in the room. And then we thanked him for being right in the middle of us, and we agreed, and we touched each other, agreeing that he would heal her knee, that he would heal her body from the top of her head all the way down to the bottom pads on her feet. Anything that was pain had to leave, that she'd be healed. And we didn't really feel any excess of presence, no extra power, no oomph, no goospa, whatever you want to call it. We just said, okay, agreed, in Jesus' name. And we said, I joke a lot, and I love the fact that God jokes a lot, and when it comes to humor and joy. So I said, break, team, break. And then I got a picture go through my head, put your hands on above, putting my hands on the lady's knee. So I said, okay, one more thing, and I put my hands on her knee, and I commanded the knee to be healed. I commanded that the ligaments, the tendons, the nerves, and everything that helps that knee function would be healed. I commanded that the spirit of infirmity would leave her life. And then I waited for the Holy Spirit to confirm with me by sending me that unction in my spirit and letting his presence rise and go into that lady's knee, because the touch of God's presence is the touch of his hand. And then I said, okay, thank you, ma'am. And I hugged her, and she limped out the door. Nothing changed. Isn't that amazing how I'm still excited? Let me tell you why. Her and my mom rode together for a little bit, talking and hanging out. And then when she got back, they talked outside, and she was still sitting in her car. And she twisted her knee, and she freaked out. Oh, my God, my knee can't do that. And she started trying to bend it, and there was no pain. She said, my knee can't do that. How is this happening? And my mom just smiled, because she's seen this happen so many times. I love having a witness with me, and a mother or a woman you can trust is a good witness to have with you, just because I don't know why. It's just true for my life. And I love having someone see when God moves. It's just amazing to me. So my mom forgets about it, comes back in. And this is the point I wanted to get to. Who notices the absence of pain? We as a family, as a household, individuals, we can go through our problems and deal with them ourselves and be struggling with burdens. and never once let the other people in the household know what we're doing, what the struggle is. But if we'll open up and talk to them and let them know our struggles, then we'll be on what I would call on the same page. We're not reading at another page from this book and then another page from the other person, but we're actually reading the same thing along the same lines, and then we brought it together in prayer. That's what we do here. And I realized right then and there that maybe not everybody realizes that the scriptures are personal. They're intimate. So I want to ask you today, it's not really a prayer. Are you willing to talk with the people in your household about your struggles? Not yell at them, because it's not their fault. Sometimes we let it build up and we don't talk. And then go to God in prayer about that. Even if it's the simplicity of the prayer, "Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done here in my life, just like you have planned for in heaven. Thank you for this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive everyone who's trespassed against us. Lord, don't lead us into temptation in the decisions we make, because we know you trust us, because we've made too many decisions, and you've let us struggle through them, even if it was the wrong decision, because you trust us." And then tell him how he's got all the power and the glory and the honor forever and ever, and say, "Let it be, Father. Amen." And then go on about your day and see what God does. And the other thing is healing. Right now, if you have a bad knee, if you have a bad back, if you have anything that the doctor said, arthritis, fibromyalgia, I mean, there's so many different things. Foot pains. I know a lady that has ringing in her ears. I can't remember the name of what it's called right now. So I'm going to pray for that. And don't think that it's not possible to get your miracle. Even if you've never experienced one, open your heart, open your eyes to something impossible. Just because the doctor said it can't happen doesn't mean it can't happen. Right? So you be open-minded. We're going to join together. My voice, your ears, that's two or more joining together. It's like Jesus sending the word to heal the soldier's servant, his worker, his helper, and the word of God going before the man to heal the man. This is something that we can either shut off and put a limitation on God, or we can open up and say, "Why not?" and throw the tape measure down for once in our life. So right now, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you for the room, access to the room in heaven with extra body parts. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that you give me that key and I open that door. Father, I thank you for brand new legs, brand new knees, brand new hips, brand new feet, brand new ankles, brand new bones in all of the lower hip areas. I thank you, Father, for one leg growing out to match the other leg in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for all 26 organs that each and every person that needs one, that I open that door up to them right now, Father. You open that door up to them, that they would receive their body part, that they would receive their new organ right now in Jesus' name. Any broken brain problems, Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that the brain becomes restored. Father, I thank you for any missing body parts on the outside, for the hands, the arms, any missing skin, any missing meat, Father, any missing tendon or ligament. Right now, in Jesus' name, I give you that ligament. I give you that tendon. I give you that cartilage. I give you that skin. I give you that muscle back. I give you that fat back. In Jesus' name, you need that fat, family. It's good for you. It helps your body have something to work with and work on, and your body needs to continue to work. So, Father, I thank you that you quicken their mortal bodies right now by the Holy Spirit. Go now, Holy Spirit, and be the quickener. Oh, brakasanduri singamburi andere se kipianturiate. Ambariasa kumbariata robugo sombuya du ura sankambayate. Hebra ukudria sambriandere sambriate terbugo sundriate. I thank you, Father God, for people all across the world receiving their healings right now in Jesus' name. That the miracle is upon them, that today is their day of salvation, and the mercies of the Lord are upon them, that in Jesus' mighty name, that the Holy Spirit, the quickener, the comforter, the advocate, the helper, the friend, go now and be the one to be the deliverer of body parts, the deliverer of organs, the deliverer of lost and missing things. In Jesus' name, Father. I thank you that you answer my prayer, because your Son is to be glorified, that you may receive the glory. So thank you, Father, and I thank you, family, for opening up your heart and opening up your mind and opening up your life to receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you way more than I do, not because I don't want to, but but because he just does. And I love you. You're my family because you're in the same place I'm at. You're on the same planet I'm on. And we have the same father and the same brother. And I love you because you're worth being loved. So be blessed, family. Remember, you're a diamond. So stand out. Have a good day.